expectation for Janice Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S, August 22nd, 40. Address as a letter, Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-D, N-P, 463-249. Dear Mrs. Bernhardt, a follow-up for Mrs. Child, chronic kidney disease, last visit in June, underlying CHF hypertension, low magnesium, comes in a wheelchair, Foley catheter in place, accompanied by son, hard of hearing, two small meals a day, looks cachectic, denies vomiting, does have diarrhea, no bleeding, some mucus, no abdominal pain, fever, wearing a brace on the right foot from a fracture and a fall, chronic neuropathy, no open ulcers, chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic orthopnea, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the lisinopril. Cardiology, Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, decreased choric on Lasix, aldactone, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, present weight around 112, previously 123. Blood pressure by nurse 118.59. Distant breath sounds, no RALS, no pericardial rap. No abdominal distension ascites, a brace on the right ankle. Normal speech but hard of hearing. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 1.07 is still close to baseline for a GFR of 51. Low sodium, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. No evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Low sodium in relation to CHF. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Other chemistries are stable, tolerating aldactone. Anticoagulated, no bleeding. Concerned about the weight loss. I'm not aware of recurrence of colon cancer, bladder cancer, or non-Hodgkin lymphoma. She has prior aortic valve replacement. Continue to monitor, end of dictation.